Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're going to the Niners game?
Would be my intention to go. I went to one game in San Francisco. We watched all together the second game in Seattle. I have, unfortunately, responsibilities to save our country.
Yeah, what a horrible woman she is.
She is pretty awful.
Be very afraid. Nancy Pelosi is responsible for saving our country, just in case you're wondering. That's why.
That's Who's why got she's time not watching for
the,
football.
Yeah, the Niners game.
Yeah. She just doesn't want them to get crushed by the Vikings.
Could you imagine Nancy Pelosi at a football game? I can't think of two like more contradicting ideas in my head. Crotchety old Nancy Pelosi in football.
I can't imagine why she would go unless the 49ers are big contributors or something.
I just see her like having to talk to the person next door now. What is that?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
She cannot be any fun.
Speaking of football, the national championship game is Monday night, right?
I think
it's Monday night. That's going to be fun.
I know the season's wrapping up. I'm getting all the pitches for how to make snacks for Super Bowl and what ads to look out for. And
the as former Rams fans, most of us, we appreciate bad football, right? We come to appreciate it. And in Ohio, get this, folks, in Ohio, Bengals and Browns fans have petitioned that they should qualify for medical marijuana cards if they're a Bengals or a Browns fan, because they need to medicate themselves.
That's fair.
Just so you know. They're working on that in the state of Ohio. So
I've heard stories of people qualifying for less. I mean, if that is a point of strife for them.
Seriously, on my drive to Jeff City, did you see that billboard on the way down the highway that basically is advertising, if you need a medical marijuana card, go to such and such website address. Like there's a website they're advertising to go get it. I guess can you get an online medical marijuana card? You can get online ED products I see these days. We advertise for that. Like without having to ever see a doctor, you can communicate with them electronically and get a prescription for something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming it's the same thing with the weed.
I don't know.
I have no
point of reference for online weed or ED pills.
Well, it just shocked me that you could do that without having to physically see a doctor.
Yeah, but there's lots of things doctors will give you, like a prescription for just over the phone or, you know, you don't have to actually go in. You just describe your symptoms or whatever, and they'll give you a prescription.
Doctor's really smart. You know, they had these health clinics in the back of Walgreens. They ought to put one in the back of a convenience store. So if you really need a marijuana card that bad, you can pick up some snacks while you're there. So it's just, we have to walk through to navigate it. To get there, it'll be perfect. If you can do it online, why not make a little extra cash?
I think Walgreens sells snacks.
I'm trying to help.
Maybe Walgreens is just going to, maybe Walgreens needs to
That could be. They need to step it up.
Medicinal marijuana cards.
They need to step it up. Hey, by the way, in case you're you're just waking up this morning, and if that's the case, happy Friday to you. There is a little bit of breaking news going on around the country. MacDill Air Force Base is on lockdown right now. There's reports of a shooter on the base. The latest news that's come across says there's no active shooter on the base. So there may have been a shooting at MacDill Air Force Base, but details are still developing, and we'll keep an eye on that for you and let you know. That's down in near Tampa, Florida, in case you're not sure where that base is. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date on that. J.J. Carafano coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and our other pair of Def Leppard and Motley Crue tickets for you to possibly win on this Friday. They go on sale this morning. It's going to be at Busch Stadium. It's going to be a big deal. Anyway, I'm hoping to score a pair myself. I'm not eligible to win the free ones. I'm just saying I'm hoping to score a pair of those. Good. Music you won't hear in the bumps this morning. Nope. Let's go to Annie Fry.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Back up, you creep.
So beat the drum with me.
Get away from me.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Annie Fry, happy Friday. How are you?
Good. You need to figure out how to work J.J. Carafano into being part of that Motley Crue contest somehow. I think he'd probably be game for it.
I bet he would. I bet he would love that. I will work on that at the top of the hour, no doubt about it. So I'm just going to speculate here on what you think the biggest story in America is right now. Megxit?
I could not care less about that, and I'm sad that I even know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Me too.
I'm briefing myself in this rainy morning here at my house just to make sure nothing crazy has happened since I went to bed last night, which was not early enough anyway. And I just read something about Oprah has apparently advised Meghan Markle and which prince is it?
Harry.
I don't even know.
Harry, right?
Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently Oprah advised them on leaving. I guess I understand the palace intrigue, if you will, but I don't care. I just can't care. I don't know.
I don't care either. I really don't.
It's weird.
The only thing that caught my attention on it yesterday is because Katie Hopkins, who I have on my show sometimes, the British journalist, she's angry about it. I guess people that live in the UK are offended that these royals want to step away from their cush job that they have over there, basically doing nothing and getting paid for it to go live somewhere else and be media moguls. So I think that's the only interesting twist on it to me. I could care less what they do.
Well, it's kind of, I guess, it's probably like this, but maybe it's nothing like this because I don't really know anything about the royals, and I respect the fact that this is an important thing to the British people. That's fine, but it's just not important to me because it's not my queen. They're not my royals. However, I'll say I'm pretty sure that they get a lot of subsidy from the taxpayers there, and to kind of turn your nose up at that, if you're paying, let me just pretend that I live in a state where I pay a lot of taxes and I have spent a lot of extra money to make things happen in the state, and you don't feel like you really get what it's not worth it when you're paying for this. And then you see people who are like, we don't need this anymore. Maybe that's why. Maybe they feel as though their tax dollars are taken for granted or not appreciated. Because I doubt that when those two leave the royal family, that the people of England are going to get a tax deduction or something.
Yeah, they're not going to get a tax break.
Two less royals to pay for. Yeah, I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah. Anyway, that's they're going to get out, leave there, and make like $500 million a year. Good for them if that's what they want to do. Hey, I'm
very
listening.
Very relatable.
Very relatable people there. Absolutely. A lot of young girls want to be princesses. This one became a princess. Now she doesn't want to be anymore. Apparently, she wants to profit from it. One of the two. Hey, I was watching, of course, yesterday when all the reports first start coming down about the airplane leaving Tehran or returning to Tehran and getting shot down apparently by a missile. All the intelligence sources seem to claim that's what happened. The Iranians deny it and all that. And I thought to myself, I wonder how long it's going to be before they blame Donald Trump. And now they're blaming Donald Trump. Did you see that headline this morning?
I think it was a female congressman I know was saying that this is what happens when, people die because they get caught up in a silly tit for tat, military tit for tat, which of course is Donald Trump's fault. I mean, it's the predictability of it. Like you said, how long is it going to take? You know, what's going to happen. It's just a matter of how long.
It's one thing for a reporter to say it, right? The media immediately went shopping to find a foreign official to blame it on Donald Trump. And, of course, Justin Trudeau stepped up to the plate. Go to cut number two, please.
How much responsibility does the United States bear for this tragedy?
The
Evidence suggests that this is the likely cause, but we need to have a full and complete and credible investigation to establish exactly what happened. That is what we are calling for, and that is what we are expecting will happen.
Evidence suggests this was the likely cause. Qasem Soleimani being turned into a stain on the tarmac at Baghdad Airport a week ago is the cause of 167 people being blown out of the sky by somebody in Iran. I mean, you've really got to be stretching to draw that conclusion. You may say that it was a unintended consequence of what happened, but to lay this around Donald Trump's neck by a foreign leader it's infuriating to me.
Yeah, I did not hear him say that, and it's ridiculous. It's like I want to hear the full context of what he was saying there. That sounds ridiculous for him to say that. Like, when in the world are these people going to look at the people who actually commit these actions and point the finger at the people who actually are responsible for what happened? I'm watching this Democratic primary, and I'm watching different candidates kind of jockey to have the top position to take on Donald Trump. And it occurs to me that every single thing in our political news discussion on a day-to-day basis, there is an epicenter for every single conversation we have, and it's Donald Trump.
Yes.
The political world revolves around Donald Trump. The Democrats take no actions. They only take reactions. Justin Trudeau, you know, I don't know what – there's no common sense in looking at what happened in Iran and trying to pin any of that on Donald Trump. So I'm just going to hope that was not what he fully intended. But when you consider the fact that Donald Trump is the genesis for every political conversation that exists in our vernacular today, that is really, really something. That's the magnitude of this force that is Donald Trump. And when you watch his rally last night and he's in Ohio, which I don't even like, they don't even act like Ohio is even a swing state. I mean, in my lifetime, I'm 35. I'm relatively young, I suppose, as it comes to, you know, being able to watch and participate in presidential elections. But Ohio got to pick the president in my lifetime. There's not much discussion even about that anymore. And you see how I saw an article that was talking about how one of Illinois' great exports, taxpayers, a lot of them are going to Wisconsin. And now Wisconsin might actually be the state that ends up choosing the president of the United States. And if Illinois is going to be shipping out common sense, fiscally conservative taxpayers, and we're going to do it to Wisconsin, maybe that's something Illinois is going to do right for some one time. Maybe all the conservatives that aren't going to make a difference in Illinois are going to go vote in Wisconsin and actually keep Donald Trump in the presidency for the next 4 years. But watch how these conversations start on the left, on the far left shows on MSNBC or CNN. Everything is about Donald Trump. They don't care about policy. They don't care about making an American's life simpler, easier. They don't care about getting out of the way of prosperity for Americans. They only care about Donald Trump. Why are you so obsessed with me? I mean, basically, that could be Donald Trump's campaign line, and he needs to win.
Yeah. No, I agree with you completely. It's insane. At least if you move to Wisconsin, you can get some good cheese curds.
Yes, you can.
I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my cheese curds the last time I was up there. Plus, maybe they turned it into more of a solid red, solid, yeah, state. We hope so anyway. You know, Annie, this morning I was playing some of the sound bites from Nancy Pelosi and this war powers resolution they decided that they just had to pass yesterday because they're just certain the president did something wrong somewhere at some time. So they had to go pass a resolution that has no teeth in it whatsoever. And then suddenly somebody dug up a past comment by Nancy Pelosi from 2011 when she was questioned on Barack Obama bombing Libya. Listen.
So, Madam Speaker, Madam Leader, you're saying that the president did not need authorization initially and still does not need any authorization from Congress on Libya?
Yes.
Yes. Just to be clear. President Obama did not need any authorization to bomb Libya, But President Trump did need authorization to use a drone to take out a terrorist. I mean, it just, you don't have to go far.
This is what happens. Yeah, this is what happens when you spend a half a century on Capitol Hill. Your words start to come back to bite you in the butt. And, you know, I just look at all of these different Democrats who were, you know, pounding their fists on the podiums in 1998 when Donald Trump, or not, sorry, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton was being impeached. And the biggest campaign ad against what the Democrats are doing now are the very Democrats who are leading this charge, because they've been there forever. This continues to go down this road this badly. You're going to see the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden all supporting term limits, because the thing that points the hypocrisy the most with so many of these, Gerald Nadler, Chuck Schumer, I mean, just leader after leader after leader of the Democratic Party. I don't care if you're going to serve forever. If your people in your district like you and they want to keep you and they want to retain you, okay, it's their choice to do that. But what hypocrites. The way they come at these issues, completely, the opinion is completely dependent on what's good for them. Not good for you and me, not good for the people in their district. And if you question that at all, ask Nancy Pelosi how things are going in the streets of San Francisco. There's poop on the streets in San Francisco and drug needles and homelessness is rampant. And she's obsessed with this impeachment of Donald Trump. She's obsessed with being the queen of Washington, D.C. I mean, I laugh in my head about considering Mitch McConnell doing something in the Senate and then trying to come over and publicly tell Nancy Pelosi how she was going to run her house. Oh my gosh, she'd have a field day with it, and she'd be right to. I heard somebody suggest that Mitch McConnell did the same thing when he withheld having the conversation, the appointment process with Merrick Garland. No, that's different, because that's what he could do it within his own chamber, yes, not within the other chamber. And there is nothing more contentious in Washington, D.C. than what the House gets to do in the House and what the Senate gets to do in the Senate. Nancy Pelosi wants to control it all. She wants to control what the executive branch does with the powers that they are enumerated with. She wants to control what the Senate does with the powers they're responsible for. And she wants to control what the House gets to do. She only gets to do one of those. That's why we have separation of powers.
That's a good point. I wanted to play something here real quick. Matt Gaetz was one of only three Republicans who voted yesterday for this war powers resolution to limit the president's authority. This is what
he
said.
Take a backseat to no member of this body when it comes to defending the president. This resolution offers no criticism of the president, no critique. It doesn't criticize the president's attack on Soleimani. Matter of fact, this resolution doesn't even say Soleimani's name in it. Yet it does articulate our very robust basis for self-defense, at times even peremptory self-defense, to defend our troops.
So he is arguing that he thinks there are people in the administration slow-walking the president into war. I've only got about a minute left, but I mean, he's a small minority in the party. Do you think he's got any ground here?
I don't know exactly what I heard. I saw that report last night as well. I did see Kevin McCarthy tweet something last night that said this is literally nothing coming out of the House. It's a non-binding resolution. He said basically it's a congressional press release. So as much as Matt Gaetz is talking about this and kind of being an outlier here, doesn't really sound like there's any teeth in this. It's just kind of an empty roar from some of the Democrats there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Annie, thanks so much as always. Look forward to hearing you on the radio here every day, noon to 3. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, yep. Mark.
Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
Then watch them drift. And as we begin the new year, our economy is booming, wages are soaring, workers are thriving, and America's future has never, ever looked brighter.
So the jobs numbers are out. The U.S. economy added 145,000 jobs in December. Now, that's down a little bit from the month before, but it was a holiday month. And the interesting thing is that it says the pace of hiring is slowing. One of the problems, apparently, and it's an interesting problem to have, is that they can't find employees to fill some of these jobs. So they're having trouble. We've got such full employment in this country that they're having trouble finding employees, and because of all the online competition, some brick-and-mortar retailers are either cutting people or just not hiring right now. So anyway, that's still pretty good. It's just a tight labor market, and it could actually hurt going forward in terms of people finding new jobs. It doesn't mean there aren't people moving around, but we're talking about people who were unemployed being added back into the labor force. That's what that number is. I think it's interesting. That's a fascinating look at the rough situation we're in America when we have more jobs available than we do have people either willing or trained to take them. Let's put it this way. It could be worse, right? It could be a lot worse. That's fantastic. Good for the president for pointing that out last night as well. So anyway, welcome back. Glad you're with us on this Friday. I was talking earlier about airplanes and this Boeing MAX 737 and some of the, you know, it's still grounded. And now they're investigating, and now they've uncovered some text messages from some Boeing employees talking about the fact that they wouldn't fly on the jet and some other. It's really going to erode the public's confidence in this jet. I made some comments earlier, and Charlie wanted to take issue with them. Let me get him on here. He's been holding on for a while. Charlie, good morning.
Morning, Mark. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, the traveler will pay more attention to the websites. I've traveled, and I when you select your travel time and, you know, a day of travel, if you look around on the webs on that page, it will have the type of aircraft on there on some and also when you select your seating, a lot of people like to do their own thing nowadays. So selecting their seats, they pay attention. There's that type of aircraft. Chart.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. When I did this for my mom back in November, I didn't get to the pick your seats thing until after I had already booked the flight, though, right? So I'm not saying that. But what I said earlier was savvy travelers, people who travel a lot, know that if you're paying, they know where to look to figure out what kind of plane they're going to book their travel on. I think that the danger here for Boeing is that if these MAX 737s get put back into flying commission, a lot of people are not going to realize till they're going to board the aircraft that that's what they booked. You really have to know where to look.
Well, with Boeing, they're hitting the wall that McDonnell Douglas did with the DC-10. See, when the DC-10 would lose hydraulic flow like that one in Sioux City, Iowa, they lost all control of the aircraft because they didn't have no hydraulic flow because that severed line in the tail dumped it all. There was no checks and balances. Now, Boeing's finding out that, too. And really, Mark, I'm going to be honest with you. As I get older, I see where people are not as savvy. I'm going to use that term like you did, okay? They're getting lazy. So the plane is getting in front of the pilots a lot of times. I'm not putting down your friend the pilot, you know. But I've been around a lot of aircraft through the years. And if you ever let that plane get in front of you, you're down with you and your people behind you.
Interesting.
You got to stay on top of it.
Yep. Charlie, I appreciate the call. Thanks for holding on as long as you did. Yeah, you bet. I wanted to get Charlie on there. 314-241-9797. I'd also pointed out that I do have a friend who's a pilot, and he's not worried about this. He said this was it's something pilots need to be aware of because you don't want any surprises in the air. Maybe it takes a little more simulator work or alerts to make sure that you don't have to go down a checklist of 12 things to figure out what the problem is. He said he would have no qualms hopping into the 737 MAX and flying it. So.
Yeah, I think at this point they've made them out of the changes, right? I mean,
like when there's a recall on an automobile, and
it's not like it's all of a sudden no one ever drives that car again because there was a recall, there was an issue, you address it, you fix it, you move forward.
Just a PR nightmare, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Well, and people may start to pay more attention to that. I mean, it's not like you or anyone was saying that you can't find out what kind of plane you're on. It's just not the priority. You care more about where you're going, what
price.
Time are you getting there, how much does it cost, like those things. Like the type of plane you're going on isn't really the first 5 to 10 things maybe you're even looking at when you're trying to book a flight. But it's not like they're trying to hide it. It's just not like, and when you're talking to somebody, it's like, where are you going? Oh, what kind of plane are you on?
Yeah,
that's just
I've
not part of the conversation.
I've never looked at what kind of plane I've
no,
been on.
No, I haven't either.
Ever.
I mean,
not
and you
once.
Can tell if it's a, I'll be like, oh, is it a big plane? Like, is it going to be like lots of seats in the middle and on the sides, like two aisles? But you figure that out when you just see where the seats are. I don't need to know which plane it is to figure that out.
Most people realize what plane they're on when they stumble across while looking for a magazine in the seat in front of them. They stumble across the safety manual,
yeah.
And it tells you right across the top what kind of plane it is. I've had to pay attention to that recently as my mother travels now, and as she's gotten older, getting on and off the plane can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. So I've needed to make sure that even though the price looked really attractive, I wasn't booking her on one of these smaller regional aircraft, because going out to the tarmac and crawling on board the plane up a set of steps is not an option. She needs one of the big planes that mm-hmm. you just walk down the runway and get on it. Not the runway. You know what I'm talking about. The tunnel. Yeah.
The tunnel.
The technical term for that thing is.
The technical term for all the airplane stuff.
You're sitting there, they say it's time to board, uh-huh. and you walk through that little door, and suddenly you're transported down to the plane.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
That thing. That's
I'm sure correct. Somebody's going to call me and tell me exactly what the name is. I don't know. What do you call that thing? I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. That's the only time that's when I've ever paid the most attention to mm-hmm. it, I would have to say. Hey, there's a new gimmick out. I want to talk about when we come back. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but they may have created like an artificial gill, like a fish, for people to swim underwater. You heard of this?
No, but I'm super into it.
It's a cool concept. I don't know that you're going to be using it next week or anything, but we'll talk about it when we come back.
I'll let you try first.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
One more thing for me to worry about. Bring my kid down here yesterday. I put him on a train to Chicago. Now I find out they got coyotes attacking people in Chicago.
Yep.
All the things I've got to worry about.
Like,
that's the last thing
Chicago,
I worried about.
There are coyotes running around on the streets.
What I heard was that the fact that there's coyotes in the Chicago area is not necessarily a surprise. The attack is because coyotes don't particularly want to be near people.
Right.
They're scared of people. They avoid people. So the attack is more bizarre than just the fact that there's coyotes in Chicago.
Well, according to NBC Chicago, they've consulted an expert. And they've concluded that either these two coyote attacks were because somebody was trying to feed the coyotes and they'd become dependent on a food source, or the animals were sick. So bear in mind, they had 454 human beings murdered in Chicago in 2019. But the headline up there right now is you better be on the lookout for coyotes.
Hey, you got to watch your back.
I'm telling you, you got to watch your back. There's no doubt about it.
I hope they don't hurt the coyotes.
Oh, they've already captured one of them.
Did they kill
and
it?
I guess I'd assume that they'll check
its
health first.
Person, I would
and then they would probably
it.
Put it down
feed
if indeed
it. And make sure it's healthy and then send it back into the woods.
Stop.
So it can attack somebody else.
Yeah, send it. Maybe they'll send it to Wisconsin. Chase all those conservatives that have left the state, as Annie was telling us earlier. How about that? So this is something I had mentioned to you earlier. This dude thinks he's created artificial gills for humans to use when climate change causes the entire Earth to be underwater. That's what he's working on. I'm not kidding you. This is why he started looking into this, because of climate change forecasts that the oceans are rising. And he assumed that at some point we're going to have to go back to living in the ocean. Now, if we're all going to be dead in 10 years anyway, I don't know what the hell difference it makes. But this guy has created Amphibio, a 3D printed accessory that works as a gill. And here's the key. May one day provide humans with an alternative way to breathe underwater. Here's the problem. He would have to have a piece of this material 364 square feet right now for it to give a human enough oxygen to breathe underwater. So he's still got some work to do, but he's looking out for you.
I hope he perfects this, because it sounds like a really fun vacation accessory.
It does, doesn't it?
Or you could just go scuba diving.
Really cool. Once the water's lapping at our front door here, not because of flooding. but because of climate change. How about that?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.